Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
And a grand afternoon to everybody today. This is a fantabulous day to be alive, to be out in the sun, to be enjoying all that life has to offer. Today is a day of celebration for the Muslim community, Eid Mubarak, for all those who are celebrating Eid today, and for those who are still celebrating the 4th of July with family gatherings and festivals, well, enjoy your day also. It is a wonderful time to be alive, and if you really appreciate all that you have, you will see the wonderful opportunities for enjoyment of life everywhere. This is festival season, and many people are enjoying some of the musical performances, some of the theatrical performances, some of the carnivals and many things that have been put together for our children. And the great thing about that is that the summer is a time when they're off of school, they can relax and spend time with their friends. If you are a parent and you have been raising children during this pandemic, you know how difficult it's been for them to try to maintain some kind of a normal life with shutdowns and quarantines and fears of germs. That's a real problem. It's been very disruptive. It's taken everybody out of their normal realm of existence. It's a problem. And one problem has led to another and another and another. One of the problems has been that students haven't been able to continue their studies in an organized fashion. Some may have lost as much as an entire year worth of education. teachers are feeling frustrated with the loss of a normal school day and trying to get back into the normalcy with behavioral issues because students are stressed. This is a problem. Well, one thing about problems is that they present opportunities. And as anybody who has ever created a successful business knows, whenever you solve a problem, you have a business opportunity. Because people are willing to pay for a solution to problems. Now, for those who are looking out at the economy and saying, oh, woe is me, how am I going to find a job? My job shut down. They're not looking at it creatively. While some people really suffered through the pandemic, other businesses really thrive. Just look at how the delivery business picked up. So many people, as a matter of fact, were able to make money from Uber Eats and other kinds of food delivery places. And so many people were able to make a living off of anything related to PPE, as they say, you know, personal because of the fact that people were afraid, and so you had designer masks with matching scarves and purses and dresses. You had all kinds of ways people were able to benefit from the command to cover one's nose and mouth in public. And you had so many other pandemic-related businesses that grew. You can't get mad at people because that's how business develops. You fill a need. You solve a problem. You create something that addresses a situation that people want resolved. So for those who are stuck on, I don't have what I had before, and how am I going to make it, they're not thinking creatively. Creative thinking would have you look at the situation and say, what do we need? What are people asking for? What would solve this problem? That's where inspiration comes from. And when you're inspired, you create. When you're in despair, and when you're in fear, and when you're in feeling of helplessness and hopelessness, that's when you remain paralyzed. So we want to talk about some of the businesses that have found a way to thrive because they were prepared to shift gears and adjust and solve a problem. And later we're going to be joined by someone who is presenting a business opportunity that solves a major problem brought by this pandemic, and that is germs in the air. What do we do about the contagious germs that everybody is terrified of, that dreaded germ, COVID-19, that enemy of your lungs and your respiratory system that can take you out of here? Well, you've got vaccines, and of course, we debated back and forth about that. I mean, the fact of the matter is, a whole lot of people who took the shot still caught COVID-19, and a whole lot of them still died. So, obviously, there's a need for another kind of solution. How do you get the germs out of the air? How do you remove pollutants before they reach your nose? Well, people put on masks. And you might filter out some pollution, but the fact of the matter is you can't half-breathe the oxygen that you do need. So there's got to be a better solution than a mask. Now, you could walk around with an oxygen tank and have the tube stuck up your nose, but who wants to do that, really? So, if someone were to introduce an idea that addressed the issue of germs and pollution in the air, wouldn't that be a fantastic opportunity for those who chose to market it, especially if you know people who've got asthma that gets triggered with bad smells in the air or smoke in the air or germs in the air? If you know people who are struggling to breathe because of various respiratory illnesses, maybe brought about by years of smoking, but nevertheless now their lungs are struggling to operate to capacity and they can't afford to be in polluted air because it really could be a threat to their life. Well, we'll be talking to Daniel Habib, who is introducing some new technology that many countries are already beginning to hop on and see the benefit of. And we're going to take a look at other ways we can look at current problems and find solutions that turn into economic opportunities for people who are willing to present those solutions to the general public. This truly is the way business works. There are a lot of people who go into a business and they come up with an idea of something they like to sell. And there's no indication that anybody would be interested in this, but they think people should have this. And so they take this new invention and then they try to convince people that this is something they need. You see this all over the shopping network. And sometimes these are good ideas. Sometimes these are great inventions. And often if it's something that solves a problem, people might find themselves inundated with orders for a new gadget. But if it's something that people don't necessarily feel like they need, you can have a hard time trying to sell. I mean, how many people have sold things like life insurance? I mean, sure enough, yes, we're all going to pass away, and we all need to make sure that our loved ones have funds that can take care of our final expenses, as well as provide some type of income for any minors that we may leave behind, or just people in general who are in our family, and we want to make sure that our assets are divided among those who need them, and we want to make sure that perhaps we have some cash that we can add to that. So, yes, you might decide to get a life insurance policy, but you might decide, well, I'll think about that when the time comes. Or, well, you know, I got enough in savings, you know, that'll have to do. Or, well, I'm going to be cremated, so I don't really care. I'm not spending a whole lot on my burial and all that. Or, I don't have any children. I don't have anybody I need to leave money to. So there can be a lot of reasons why you choose not to buy life insurance, even though it is a benefit if you have it. But it can be a tough job trying to sell it if you're an agent. Even though passing from this world is not something that might happen, it will definitely happen. But selling insurance, well, you got to convince people that, number one, what you're paying into it is worth the amount you're going to get out of it. And number two, you have to convince them that whatever policy you're offering is better than the competition. So insurance sales can be the best sales job or the worst sales job, depending on if people are convinced that they need it. Sales can always be a top job if what you're selling is something people believe they need and will spend money to get it. But if it's something that people don't necessarily need, but just want when they can afford it, sometimes those businesses disappear in hard times because people start subtracting the want from the need. You need food. You may want an expensive dinner at a restaurant, but you don't need it if you had to choose based on the amount of money that you have to spend. So some restaurants, they couldn't deal with the shutdown of the pandemic. And if they didn't hook up with a delivery service for their food, and if their food wasn't priced in such a way that made it economically feasible from any family, then those restaurants simply went out of business. They weren't ready to make the adjustment to a situation where people couldn't leave the home and needed to spend less money for food. And yet, a whole lot of fast food places, they were able to stick it out. They hooked up with a delivery service. They didn't have one before. And with their relatively inexpensive prices and fast service, they were able to weather the storm because they provided a need. People needed affordable food that could be brought to them when they couldn't leave the house, whether they were in quarantine or just simply not willing to go out and breathe germy air and possibly catch COVID-19. So if a business that might have had great food didn't figure out a way to meet the need, they couldn't keep an income that would sustain their staff and their livelihood, and they shut down. So being in business means knowing how to adjust to changes. It means knowing when you have to do something different because the circumstances are different. If we don't take the time to make the adjustments, then we can't stay in business. We can get stuck on situations where we blame someone else because we're not making money. But truly, there's so many needs that people have. There's so many problems that we face. Every problem is an opportunity to create a business. Every problem is an opportunity. So even the situation with the schools. There were so many schools that struggled because they couldn't figure out how to handle the social distancing requirements and try to maintain some type of normalcy in the classroom, and then the constant testing that had to go on, and all of the things that made school even more uncomfortable. So there were people who looked at that situation and said, well, what really is needed is some homeschooling options. And you have a whole lot of online education programs that popped up and are available for people who were looking for solutions to that problem. How can I teach my child and I'm afraid of sending them to a school? I'm afraid of having them sitting in a public place with other children, possibly being exposed to germs and getting sick. How do I do that? Well, there were those who came up with solutions to that problem. Just look online. You can just Google education, online education, and you'll see so many options that people have created because they saw the need and they saw the problem and they were willing to create something to fill it. That's all a business is. And for those who couldn't figure out what to do, they got angry, they blamed elected officials, they were frustrated, sometimes they take our frustrations out on the children, but they couldn't creatively come up with a solution to the problem. We've got to be able to use our creativity when situations present themselves, and we can see that there has to be a change in the way we're doing something. What we're doing isn't working. So to keep doing it over and over and over again, doing the same thing the same way, expecting a different result, well, the definition of insanity. So what are some things that need to happen in order to fix this problem that we have? One of the reasons why the solution that our upcoming guest, Daniel Habib, is going to present makes so much sense is because we see that we've tried the other things. We've tried masking. We've tried quarantine. We've tried shots. We've tried all kinds of things. And still, we have new variants of COVID. We've got people who have gotten sick trying to go to the hospital, who had one illness, and then they went to the hospital and caught COVID and ended up with a worse illness. And then we had all kinds of conflicts. To mask or not to mask, that is the question. Various public events. And then we had people using the mask as an opportunity to commit robberies because you couldn't see their face. That was a hot mess. So here we have a need. We need to remove COVID from our society. We need to remove the virus from the air. Because trying to remove ourselves from each other's lives, that didn't work too well. We tried it. We did our best. But that really didn't work too well. We tried to remove children from the schools so they wouldn't get sick. Well, that didn't work too well, trying to keep young people at home when parents still had to work. There was no supervision. Very stressful situation, so that didn't work too well either. So a lot of people are looking for a solution. They're looking for a solution to a problem. And they're looking for a solution that works better than the ones we've been trying that haven't worked. Because the reality is, having toxins in the air is not just a local problem, it's a global problem. Air travels all around the world. That's what land does. It takes air and carries it all around the world. So there isn't any way one country can say, oh, we've got rid of the problem of an airborne virus. Because if it's in anybody's air, it's going to be in everybody's air. Within 24 hours, because the Earth rotates in 24-hour periods. So that being the case, demanding that everybody wear masks, well, we've tried that. That didn't necessarily work too well. Because you had masked people. And we still had people who got sick. So solving a problem is different than creating a temporary feeling of, and if you put a mask on every man, woman, and child and kept them inside, still going to be in the air until it leaves the air.
And if it leaves the air, it's going to go into someone else's air. So is that really solving the problem? You've actually got to remove it from the air. Remember what we'll be talking about today. Because anybody who can bring a solution to this problem is going to really benefit financially. And it's not the same as people benefiting from a problem that really could be resolved and not really resolving the problem because they want to keep the benefit. When you have an illness like diabetes and you have places that sell drugs, insulin shots, and all of that, and even surgeons that make money off of amputations of limbs, all of that's unfortunate. But if you could just change your diet and get rid of diabetes, that would be the ideal thing. However, if people who are making money off of these fixes that don't really fix anything won't tell you this, then they're willfully keeping you sick just to keep making money. We don't want to see COVID continuing to be in the air. We want it gone. But the process of getting rid of it is a benefit. So we are here.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, and so now you are live on the Female Solution Global Radio TV show, and we've been telling our audience about the importance of a solution to the problem of COVID in the air and how it creates a great business opportunity. We're here with Daniel Tabil, founder of the RTW Vet Center, and now he's going to tell us about a business that is everybody's business because we all breathe air. So, Daniel Tabil, welcome to the Female Solution Global Radio TV show.
Thank you, Sister Naima. It's a pleasure to be on this show, and it's a pleasure to be talking to your audience. You know, when people tune in, it's almost like a vote of confidence that they respect that the guest that you have on the show is going to bring meaningful content that's worth their time to listen to. And you're absolutely right. When I first got introduced, and I've been a health-conscious person the majority of my life, A gentleman wrote a book years ago called How to Eat to Live. And that started a chain reaction. And as we moved from eating, we also became conscious of the water that we actually consumed, the fluid we actually put in our body. So it was food, it was fluid. But then I think this last couple of years with the pandemic, we became very, very conscious as to the air that we actually breathe. And it's awareness that starts triggering that open up that mind through awareness. And I became aware that as these germs was floating out in the air, and we couldn't see them, they were microtoxins. We couldn't even see what they looked like, but they was attacking, and they said these are things that are making people ill and making people sick, and people were dying. And I lost some very good friends of mine, very, very close friends of mine, and some of them got very, very sick. Unfortunately, you know, I was not one of those that got ill, but then I learned that we breathe 3,000 to 4,000 gallons of air per day. 3,000 if we just have a sort of couch potato type life. But if we're active, we're going to breathe 4,000 gallons of air per day. And that's a lot of air. We may drink a gallon of water. You know, some people may get robust and go a half a gallon. you know, do a couple of gallons. But, and we hear that you should drink half your body weight in 4 ounces. But a lot about air we did not know. And until this COVID came along. And the question became now, how do we keep our air safe? How do we protect our loved ones? How do we know that we're not coming back home and we're bringing mycotoxins into our environment and we're infecting the people in our homes? We go to work, we go to school. How we know our children are not being exposed to something and coming back home? And so there's been a lot of anxiety because we're dealing with an enemy that we cannot see. And this is what the solution, and it's very important when you have a problem, you can either stay on the victim side and become a victim and sort of, they used to say, put your head in a hole in the ground, hide up under a rock, but we've been hiding under masks, behind masks. And so how do we deal with the problem aggressively? And that's the solution that we are bringing today. You know, the problem side is one thing. That's where the victims are at on the problem. But if you want to be on the solution side, that's where the business opportunity is at. It is on the solution side. And so that's what we're bringing to you today. This is a short time, but we're inviting everybody out to our event on next Saturday, July the 16th. It's going to be at Chicago Heights Christ for Everyone Ministries. I was looking for a flyer. You got me in a mobile situation. But I'm going to find a flyer in a minute. But Christ for Everyone Ministry, Bishop Kenneth Franklin, very, very powerful man in the community. He has a large church. So that means he has a large responsibility for the people that is up under. He's a bishop. So being a bishop, the higher you go, the bigger responsibility, the more people you're responsible for. And so he's responsible for a lot of people. And so he came across this technology. Not only did he get it for his church, because he wanted the air to be sanitized for his church. When he learned something about the technology, he wanted to make sure that the people would be protected. And then because there's less than 1% market saturation, we're bringing this technology into the Chicagoland area, 9.9 million people. The address where he's going to be at is 276 East 16th Street in Chicago Heights, Illinois. That's when we're going to start. Doors are open at 8:30. We are start at 9. It's in two parts. The first part is about the technology, how you can get this technology. In some cases, you can get this technology free. And we're talking about over 70 different products that this technology in. We can sanitize, and we're talking about real time. We're talking about something that mimics nature, is natural, it's organic, and it was created for use on the International Space Program in its origin back in the 90s. Because they had to solve a problem with bare air on the space station before they could even launch it. And that space station cost $150 billion to build. And so we're talking about a certified space technology that's being used in a two-year double-blind study in the Cleveland Clinic, one of the second largest hospitals in the world. They're doing a two-year double-blind study with this same technology that you can put in your home, you can put in your cars, the same technology that can protect you and your family when they cut you open in the Cleveland Clinic. This is the technology that they're doing a two-year double-blind study because they're looking at using it to keep you from getting things like C. diff infections and the other type of infections, not only mess you up, but it'll be a big liability for the hospital. And you'll find out when you come how the space program studied creation and they studied creation, and they found out with the Creator how he had used the creation to be able to create a very simple, simple, organic, natural solution that now you can have in your home. You can personally carry it with you. You can put it in your schools, your churches, anywhere where you gather. And now that air is going to be guaranteed safe for you to breathe in. You can put on a mask, but it's going to be hard to exhale carbon monoxide out of your mask. But we have a natural solution that came from studying creation, and we know that a creator, the creator created the creation. And so this is a very simple organic solution that God put together for us. And you're going to learn about that. You're going to learn about living water because it's a health show, a health, how to use technologies in the 21st century to better your health and to go back to natural things, to put your body back in the natural balance of nature, in the air that you drink, living water that mirrors the living water that you were supposed to drink. You're not supposed to drink stagnated water. You're supposed to drink living water. And you're going to hurt to find out how you can get all the chemicals out of your house. And like I tell people, I'm personally committed to this because my wife passed away a couple of years ago with pancreatic cancer, and she had chemicals in her body that had built up over years. And part of them chemicals, they have a lot of cancer-causing agents that we don't even know about. This is because we're not aware of the many toxins that we're under attack in our own house just from products that we think are natural. But these products, because the commercial industry was more concerned about making a dollar, that they put cleaning agents in there that was highly toxic, that can go into our pores, they can go in our breathing space inside of our home, and they're basically invaded. And they even put chemicals in personal care items and especially in laundry detergents that we use to not only wash our clothes and we chemically treat the water, but they also we also flush them out into the environment where we have to coexist with nature. In the environment, outside, in our houses, the clothes we wear, the water that we drink, and also the food and the food supplement that we actually take in our body. So you're going to see some marvelous, marvelous technology. And that's the buzzword of the future, healthy living technology. That is the business of the future. As we advance into the 21st century, how can we integrate technology and science in order to make our life become much more better and much more fruitful, and not just for us, but for our children also? You're going to find out how these chemicals, when you come, are affecting children in our home. And so it's going to be very exciting. This is only going to take about 3 hours in the morning from get there at 8:30. For now, by 12 o'clock, we're going to feed you. We're going to have a panel that's answering particular questions and stuff. And then in the afternoon, we're going to talk about how you can get on with a disruptor of a technology that's one of the top 7 technologies that ever came out of the space program using original space science. In fact, it's only been 75 that was chosen to go into the Hall of Fame, and this technology was actually put, is selected into the Hall of Fame in 2017 as the only air and surface sanitizing system that has ever been created to go into the International Space Technology Hall of Fame.
Wow, that is impressive. Well, I know you're on the road, but I got a couple of questions I want to ask you. We got to take a quick break when we come back because we've been talking about how people can get involved in this as an income opportunity, a business opportunity, because this is a product that meets a need, a very urgent need right now.
Oh, yes, so, it does.
So if you can stay with us for a few more minutes.
Oh, no, I'm going to hang it because my mission is to help protect people and protect lives, and now we got something to really do with it.
All right, fantastic. Well, you are listening to the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. If you want to join us live on Facebook, just go to Facebook and go to the Female Solution, and we will be right back after this quick break. So we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in a moment. So, yes, stay with us. We're talking to Daniel Habil, who is introducing some new technology. Daniel Habil, founder of the RTW Vet Center, comes to us with some technology that the military has been aware of, and now we've got access to it to actually save lives. So we will be right back after this quick break. So stay with us. Female Solution Global Radio TV show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our chief of hosts from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speak. Tuesday, self-care with Jody G. Sun. Wednesday, Repairing Broken Families with Nine Religions and co-host Serena Hamid. Thursday, Global Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Friday, Health and Wellbeing with Beata. Saturday, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Donna. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama Judy. Join us Sunday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for a Soul Perfect Healing with Bianca. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to 2 to host and to be a part of the solution.
Hi, I'm Barbara.
I'm Shell.
And I'm Naima. We're Black Moms. And in case you didn't notice the resemblance, we're also three sisters.
We're going to be coming to you every week, sharing our successes and our mistakes as we navigate our lives as moms, wives, sisters, daughters, and of course, Black women in today's world.
We'll talk about it all. Race, politics, religion, economics, culture, and we'll take a look at everything from whether or not to use corporal punishment to how do you keep children about this. Look for our upcoming book, Growing Up Charles. It's a personal story about our lives growing up in Maple Park on Chicago's South Side. I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three Black moms. Follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Three Black Moms.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, Coach Jan Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference, too. Be inspired. Watch the media tonight.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world. Watch us every day on the Media Connection app. www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnection.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood
with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 community. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Are back. You're listening to and watching the Male Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naim Latif, your host for this second Saturday in July, and we have with us our guest today, Daniel Zabil, who is introducing some powerful technology solving a problem that is all of our business, the air. So we've got some callers on the line that want to talk to you. So are you ready to take a call? And then I'm sure there'll be a question that they need answered. All right, let me open the mic.
Let's rock and roll.
Well, all right, let's rock and roll. 111-111. Your mic is open. What's your name? Where you're calling from? And your question is coming for our guest, Daniel Habib.
Let me see if I can do it in that order, the name and where I'm calling from and my question. Well, first of all, my beautiful sister, Naima Harriet Tubman Latif, praise God, praise God, and good morning, good morning. Good afternoon, I should say, technically on Central Time. And good morning, Brother Daniel. I owe you an apology, by the way, because I haven't called you. Like I said, I hadn't followed up on that, but I'm going to give you my number, 334-845-2593. Call me anytime. I'm going to be on my thoughts on Facebook. So anyway, Naima, I want to talk to the brother because I want to thank you for bringing. I know. That's why you can give it to him. Naima can give it to you. She has all my information.
Okay.
She has all my. Naima got all my information. She's one of the few people who got all my information. But anyway, because you know us military folks, you know how we roll. But anyway, I want to say thank you, brother, for bringing this information to the fore and trying to share this knowledge. And I understand because you're doing it so professionally and you're trying to make it plain. Because I understand when you were on the program before, on the Wednesday program with AM360, the Muslim brother, he had some concerns about whether you were one of these people trying to sell some more stuff to black folks. Because we've been tricked so many times with, you know, somebody coming up with this or somebody who's perceived in the black community to be influential. Say, go sell them this. Go sell them some prepaid legal. Go sell them this. They'll fall for it. And so he was asking questions, and he really asked good questions, too, and you answered all of them. And I like the way you talked about the fact that it's already been used at the space station, and it's already been used, and you're giving black people, like Spike Lee's movie, said, a chance to get on the bus and monetize. And if they don't know what monetize means, it means make some money. It means put some money in your pocket, get it in time. And learn about this technology the brother is offering you because he could have been selfish and kept it to himself. But he's offering it so you, not only can he help you with your health and your breathing and your air, because everything built is not been made in the petri dish. No windows, no fresh air, no nothing. And if you compromise the ventilation system, everybody in the building is compromised and sick and contaminated. So that's a security issue. That's the only reason I deal with it. But so therefore, I'm going to give you call. I'm going to make sure I call you. I still got your information, and I'm going to follow up with this because I want to get on the bus. I want to get on the bus and learn how I can get on the bus. And thank you, Naima, for your beautiful spirit and just bringing knowledge and passing knowledge on it, sharing your knowledge and sharing your beautiful spirit and your husband's beautiful spirit on the other side. Because like Harriet Tubman said, they ask her how many slaves did she free.
She say, I freed hundreds. She say, but I could have freed thousands if they would have just took the shackle off of their brains. And that's what black folks need to do. Stop talking about the white man, the blue man, the green man, and blaming somebody else, blaming mama, daddy, sister, brother for their problems. We need to focus internally on our issues and get God, and we need a revival. And we need more people like you and that. And those are my comments. You all have a wonderful weekend, and may God continue to bless you abundantly.
Okay, we're definitely looking for you to be there. That's 276 16th Street, the first in Chicago Heights, Illinois. That's Christ for Everyone Ministries. And we're going to have an exciting time. We're going to have a fantastic time. You're going to learn about this technology. Then in the afternoon, you're going to learn how you can get on the ground floor of a cutting-edge disruptor of a technology. We're not talking all this stuff is verified, validated, and vetted at the highest FDA third-party non-compliant laboratories and peer group laboratories. And so this is not just a conversation that we're making claims. Someone called me from Saudi Arabia, and they asked me about a technology. I got a call because they want this technology in Saudi Arabia. They had 20,000 outbreaks of SARS-CoV, and they inquired about this, and they asked me about another technology. Well, it's an older technology, a 21st century technology, and it does what it does, but it's not adequate for today's 21st century problem. So we have a disruptor of a technology, and that's where the opportunity comes in at. When you get a technology that's a disruptor, and let's just sort of put this in context, that we're talking about technologies like laser eye surgery, GPS, satellite TV, and all these things that's become household words. They came out of original space technology. And they have been called this one because of the growing problem around the world with not just SARS-CoV-2, but we're talking about mold, bacteria, fungi, a whole list of problems in the air that this technology has been tested over the last 10 years by, and this company is a 98-year-old American company. So this is American technology that have been came with an innovative solution for a problem and is tested and verified, vetted, and validated at the highest laboratories. And the simplest of it is something that God has done inside the creation with two simple elements of a periodic chart, hydrogen and oxygen. He just restructured these things. And that brought the healing power from outside inside. And we're not just talking about the air products. We got just over 70 products. We did major schools. We did major large buildings. We did entertainment cities. So we're looking for really leaders with a vision that understands the importance of their responsibility from, number one, what they call kingdom home. What is your responsibility to protect those inside of your home and have a safe environment and a healthy environment where you make your home a living, healthy sanctuary? And so then to your places where we gather. And so when we saw this, we said we need to take this back to the community. You know, we've got, I'm involved with the whole South American continent looking to bring this into the South American continent. And we've been working on that deal for a while now. They're excited about it. We were contacted by some people very high up and well-connected. They talked about not just Saudi Arabia, the six Gulf states, the Middle East, and North Africa. And so between two of them, you got 27 states there, 14 in South America. That's 41. That's one-fifth, over one-fifth of the world's countries. So this technology, we have an opportunity. got a dynamite research and development team. They're putting money to develop a spectrum research center that's going to constantly be putting out new technologies. They already have 25 U.S. patents, 31 international patents on this technology. It's a 500,000 square foot manufacturing plant inside Bristol, Virginia, a 200,000 shipping of a warehouse in Tennessee. So this is an opportunity. You know, the 21st century is the century of technology. We're going to have people probably living on planets and stuff before this technology, before this is over. So we're in George Jetson. We're of age. We're not in Fred Flintstone age. So we have to come out. I wear a mask, an electronic mask, that creates a force field 12 to 16 inches in front of me that drops particles out of my breathing zone 200 times faster than the ground. Now, you got to believe in science, you know, and you got to really be conscious of your health and your family's health and your community health to really want to come to things like this and spend your time when you could be out there boogalooing and all kind of other stuff. But, you know, you're spending your time to see how your family, your loved ones, your neighbors, your community can be protected. And it doesn't mind when it comes to the virus and SARS, it doesn't mind the variant, because all the SARS are what they call RNA viruses. They come inside of a protected envelope. And these microparticles, when they come out, they go into the air at 1,200 feet per second. They hunt these viruses down. They penetrate that protective envelope. And they once they penetrate it, the envelope, that virus goes inactive, and it denatures the virus. It's gone just like that. It's ineffective in 60 seconds. It was 99.9% non-detectable in the air, and when they left it running, within 7 hours, 3 to 7 hours, 7 hours it was over 90%, 3 hours over 90%, 7 hours over 99% non-detectable. And these are no boogie-woogie of laboratories you control. This is the University of Texas Medical Branch. Is a BSL-3, and they tied up with a BSL-4 laboratory. That's biosafety level 4. That's what a regular Pandora's box of they haven't found cures for these. That's what they test primary for the CDC and the U.S. military. So this is the real thing. So when you got the real thing, you got less than 1% market saturation, and there's a need for everybody around the world. And this is just one of my technologies. You're going to hear about four of our technologies when you come there besides just the air product.
Wow. Well, I want to make sure I put the date and time and location on the screen for people who are watching us, and I can say it for people who are listening, and they can make sure they write it down and put it in their calendars.
Okay, July the 16th, 2022, next Saturday, 9 to 5, Christ for Everyone's Ministry, 276 East 16th Street, Chicago Heights, Illinois, 60411. If you want to take a phone number, you can say 800-779-3502, 800-779-3502. Sister Naima is probably going to give you a phone number. And tell them, when they ask you, where did you hear from this at? Tell them you heard it from the fantastic Naima Ladim in her program, you know, that and you heard Don talking about it.
Yes. Yeah, tell everybody where you heard it, here on the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. And I'm so excited because I can see this could really change some lives, not just once the product is widely spread, but the people that can make money from it. And there's nothing wrong with making money by presenting a solution, because that's what we should be doing. We should be presenting solutions to problems. That's what a business opportunity does. It presents solutions to a problem that everybody knows needs to be addressed. And so here we have it, a way that you can actually take the toxins out of the air. Just wearing a mask is not enough, because people are still getting sick, just getting vaccinated. That's not stopping anybody from getting the illness. And the whole point is to not get the illness. So if it's not in the air, you can't get it. It just makes so much sense. So I know for those people who may be hesitant to do sales, maybe they've had experiences trying to, you know, do door-to-door insurance sales or something, and they may just feel like, well, I don't know enough. I don't know enough technical terms. I'm not a technical person. How can I sell something like this? I don't even know how to explain it. So what is the training like for presenting this for a layperson who knows nothing, but they say, this is a great idea. I know we need it, but I don't know how to talk about it. So tell us about how the training will address that.
Okay, let's talk about business. That when you most, it's pretty much known that 80% of most small businesses that you start are going to fail within the first 5 years. Within the second 5 years, within the second 5 years, so 20% is left, 80% of them are going to fail. And so most small businesses fail. Now, what has put a turn of numbers upside down is when people go out and they're in business for themselves but not by themselves. So they go into it, they get a franchise. They wouldn't really buy with a franchise. And what they're getting is they're in business for themselves, not by themselves, and they take people who've never been in business before. So the company has been successful over 98 years because they know how to work with people who are non-salespeople who doesn't have to be salespeople. All you have to be is people who sincerely want to better your life by becoming users of the product and then sharing that. Let me tell you what you get, some of the keys to success for this, okay? Number one, you get strategy. And that's very important. Because you get strategies, you get successful systems, you get processes, you get formulas, and you get tools. So not only do you get that, but you get company support and senior leadership support. And you're going to really see that. That's going to be on the front line, on the front line. When you come out there on the 16th and you come to Christ for Everyone Ministry, you're going to see what I'm talking about when I said you're going to get the strategies that are going to make it work. This is not built on professional sales meet. Strategy is going to make it work. You're going to see the successful systems, the processes, the tools, and the formulas. You're going to get company support. It's going to be right out there. The company support, you're going to see it on display. Senior leadership support. You're going to get mentors. You're going to get coaches. You're going to get teachers. You're going to get trainers. You're going to get mastermind groups. There's going to be training sessions. There's going to be teaching sessions. And you're going to have Hub University. And that's one of the things that we're doing out there. Then you're going to get a support from a peer group of successful distributors. You're going to get me and my team right in Chicago. And we've got the leadership support from the company all the way up to the top to help bring this to the Chicago metropolitan area, 9.9 million people out of that 1.6 million African Americans. And then you're going to get a culture of cooperation and collaboration. It's not going to be that cutthroat, competitive culture. You're going to see people cooperating, collaborating with you, other distributors, because they bought into the mission to bring this technology to everyone we can possibly help so we can protect people, protect lives. So the leadership of the company just did a big price decrease because they were sensitive to the inflation that's affecting everybody. So they did a price decrease. This is despite of the steel issues with supply chain. They did a price decrease and then created more ways where you can get this technology and how you can get your whole healthy home where you can make it an eco-friendly home, which means the air, not just the air, but the water, move the chemicals out of your clothes, how you can get to create an eco-friendly home absolutely free. So they put these systems in here. So And we're talking about five, four, five, six products that you can get absolutely free. They create a system for that. So this is a very conscious, they use the Henry Ford approach. Henry Ford wanted to make sure that the automobile can become so affordable that not only the rich people could afford it, but we're talking about the person in the city, the average person, can now travel to the country, the average person in the country to come to the city. So the company has reduced prices, even when they marketed their last product, and they suggested that the price be almost double what it was other than this is the market value. They said, no, we're going to cut it down to almost half of what was suggested by the experts that analyze your product as to the value in the marketplace before you launch it. This company wants to see everyone that they can possibly help with this technology inside of your home. And you get a chance to be part of that delivery system. You know, this is a day of cooperation and collaboration. In the 1800s to 19th century, we had manufacturing millionaires. But in the 20th century, what came to the light was distribution millionaires, billionaires. You have Walmart with a creative distribution system. You have Jeff Bezos and Amazon with a distribution system. And so when you can collaborate with a well-funded 98-year-old American company with American technology that hired American workers that headquartered in Dallas, Texas, and concerned about how we, number one, can put our mask on first as Americans. You want to make sure you're partnered with a solid company. In fact, the chairman of this company was just honored by being selected as one of the Ersten Young Award winners for the Entrepreneur of the Year Award. His name is Joe Ersten.
Wow.
You can look it up. This is Google. This is AG time. After Google anything I say, you can Google it. You can look it up. His name is Joe Urso. And so come out. You owe it to yourself. We know that leaders with a vision that has an eye to see, has an ear to hear, and has the feet that can move, that the leaders are going to show up on the 16th. Next Saturday, because they understand the responsibilities that they have to those who are looking to them to be able to carry out that trust of leadership and protection. Leadership is going to show up. And look, without vision, people perish. And believe me, without vision, people don't make money. They don't make the big money. They get in last.
That is the truth, and you got to have a vision that you believe in. We got to take another quick break, but when we come back, I want to talk about ways that people can perhaps bring, as leaders, can bring in their various organizations, their churches, their block clubs, their, you know, people that have groups that they want to empower. We want to see neighborhoods empowered with this. So we'll be back, and we'll talk about that. And also overcoming perhaps that mindset of fear that keeps us from moving into a new idea. And we'll also take a look at the unlimited space where we can grow, because this is global and air is definitely a global problem. So we'll be right back after this quick break. We want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We will be right back in just a moment with Daniel Habil, and you need to be a part of this new technology so that you can help save the world. We'll be right back after this quick break, and if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325. Press 1 when you're ready to speak. If you are watching us on Facebook Live on the Female Solution Facebook page, feel free to write in your comments, and we will gladly share them with our listening and viewing audience. And if you're on our switchboard now and have not spoken yet, something you'd like to ask, ask it now. Just press 1. That'll light your number up on the switchboard, and it'll open your mic and get your thoughts. And we will be right back after this quick break. So stay with us.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
In to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn you into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson. Now approved.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
And watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. I'm Naima Malateef. And our guest today is Jenny Fabil, who is the founder of RTW Vet Center and an entrepreneur who's bringing some powerful new technology, not just to the city of Chicago or the state of Illinois or even the United States of America, but to the world, because air is a global problem. We've been suffering with the pandemic. It has created havoc on our economy, and many families are going down for the third time, wondering how they're going to keep from drowning. But anything that presents a solution presents an opportunity. And this is an opportunity for wealth building. So let us use our creative energy and take this bull by the horns, as they say. I'm not from bullfighting, y'all. This is, so you know, this is an expression. But definitely we have to take advantage of a need that the whole world has right now, and that is to clear the air. So Daniel, what is this? I'm sure it's a unit or a product or something. What is the thing that people are actually going to have in their hands when they present it to people? Because, you know, I mean, folks who, if they've sold equipment of any kind, whether it's a vacuum cleaner or anything, they want to know, okay, if I got to show this or demonstrate this to people, is it something I can carry? Is it too heavy to lift? Or, you know, is it something so big like a mega computer where I can only show a picture of it? You know, I mean, how is it actually presented as a thing that does the process of clearing air? You said there are many different products.
That's a very good question. Number one, you know, people make claims. Like I say, they pointed me the other day that these are international people. folks that brought up this technology. And the technology, they said, what this says, it gets rid of 99.9% of the pathogens. But if you look at the language carefully, it says it gets rid of 99.9% of what is trapped in the filter. That's called passive. This is not passive technology, it's active. And that's where you separate things. One is it passive and active. And understand, we're in a fight, and you want to be active in a fight. You don't want to be passive. If you passive in a boxing match, the referee is going to step in and stop the fight. Because he said this is a boxing match, we don't want it to be a murder. So this is active technology, it's not passive. Mm-hmm. And so we eliminate the toxins. I mean, we're not trapping anything, we eliminate it. But this is where the rubber meets the road, right? Ours have been tested at the highest testing laboratory. And so that's what we equip you with. They told me when I came in, just learn the science. And they have all the scientific research available to you online to share with people. But then there's a lot of teaching and training sessions that goes on. But here in the local Chicago area, we have put together some actual facilities and sites that you can bring people to, and you can show them this technology at work. But nothing beats, and that we want to separate, because many people, they don't like to be sold, but they love to buy. So we're in the educational phase. So there's a lot of education that takes place that you can invite people to sit in. Then your senior leadership, we're always available that you can get us on the phone. And the same conversation I'm having with them now, I can have with them, and I can direct them, and you can direct them, because you're going to give you given these systems and tools that you can direct them to the educational site. The company has a website with all the testing on there that you can go and you can get tested. You can see the test and you can see the results. Plus, too, we have the facilities where you can come and you can see this technology in actual work. But nothing beats personal testing. So we tell people what you want to do is, number one, put your mask on first, Naima. If you get excited about this technology, wouldn't you want it for yourself? And people are going to ask you, do you have something? Now you're a salesperson. You're selling me stuff that you don't even own. And so the first thing is to put you, if you're going to be sincere and real in the game, and people want to know if you're real in the game. If you're going to be real in the game, then you should be scrambling, and the company has made this so easy for you to get this technology. They got technology for your car. If somebody gets in your car, you know that you're protected. They got personal technology that you can put on. Look, just like they put on a bulletproof vest before they get ready to come because they know bullets are flying. But you want something that you can put on that you know that if you have got an invisible toxin coming at you that could affect your life, that you got something that's going to be a force field that's going to drop it out of your breathing zone 200 times than gravity. I don't
know. That's
open up. If other people become conscious of this, they do not leave. They put this on just like someone would put a bulletproof vest on. Just like you put your clothes on, they put this on.
So the piece you're talking about, the personal,
that's the personal mask that you just put it on before you go. So now you got to protect it. You can charge it up just like a cell phone or something. It lasts 4 or 5 days. You put it on. It drops particles out of your breathing zone 200 times faster. Why should you go somewhere without this?
Knowing
the condition, the toxic conditions of what's going on outside and inside your house and stuff.
Right.
You know, a study from the
your personal field.
A study from MIT said this, whether 6 feet or 60 feet, you're breathing somebody else's air. People breathe out, they exhale out of their body 720 breaths per hour.
Yes.
And so we're going to give you the tools. You don't have to be a professional. Look, professional salespeople oftentimes, they come to sell you. We don't want you doing this here. Now, there's opportunities. We're talking about going into the industrial ring and the commercial and institutional. Like my guy who sold the school system down in San Antonio, he was a professional a salesperson, 42 years old, 42 years in the sales industry. He is a skilled salespeople. So if you're a skilled salespeople, you could do this too. Because you can go to the industry. He went to institutional. He went to the school system and was able to sell this. He made $1.2 million off of that deal.
Wow.
But even after that, the company put systems together so the average person who has a connection can get paid doing that without these sales skills he had for 42 years. Your company is steady working to make it simple, to make this easy for you. You just got to be committed to do the work. That's all. You can start part-time. You can start sometime. You can do this sometime. You can do this part-time. Or you can do this full-time. The system is set up for you to have a six-figure income if you follow the systems and formula and you do this full-time. It's geared. The system is set up so you make a six-figure income. And we're talking about a cutting-edge technology.
So then is there, and I guess this is part of the training, is there an organized sales presentation for each product so a person doesn't have to try to think or figure out how to make sure they don't say the wrong word and all of that?
Yes, they have sales presentations. They have systems, supportive systems that you can use to really make this happen. The leadership here in Chicago, we've even created places for you to be able to bring your people to so that they would be able to experience and see this technology in action. And so they can see it. They can see the videos. They have a whole lot of videos that in a short period of time actually show you the simplicity of this technology with all the reports. There's testimonials, but the strongest testimony is going to be your testimony. The guy that I told you, you're going to meet him. He's going to be there. In fact, he's from this area. He's a local a product of a local community right here in the Chicagoland area. Even he had an incident in his own home that in December his furnace had stopped functioning like it was supposed to. And he finally told his wife to go ahead and only call the, after a couple of weeks, go ahead and call the furnace people. So when they came, they said, we got to shut this off. It is leaking massive amounts of carbon monoxide. I'm surprised y'all haven't got very sick in this building. Because especially if someone was sleeping out, because this is leaking large amounts of carbon monoxide. He said, is your carbon monoxide detectors working? He said, yeah, we just changed them out. And so he tested the carbon monoxide was working. He's out on the sand there. His wife said, call the fire department anyway. They came. They could not detect any carbon monoxide when the furnace was leaking massively. This technology ate that carbon monoxide up.
Wow.
Remember what we're talking about here, okay? We're talking about a solution that was created from the creator of the creation to eliminate viruses, bacteria, fungi, molds, and then the smoke, the allergens, the pollen and stuff that pet dandruff, you know, odors, the dust. We're talking about the dust and the dust mites, volatile organic compounds. I mean, it's been tested and verified against 21 of the world's deadliest pathogens over the last 10 years. This was just a SARS-created product. This product is being tested over the last 10 years. They put this technology inside the Pentagon after 2/11 when they bombed it. They helped clear up the smoke and stuff out of there. We got the medals and the testimony from the Pentagon.
Wow.
26 professional sports teams use this technology.
Wow.
So when they brought this to me because I run a veterans center. And I was contacted in October 2020 by a member of the Coronavirus Task Force to find out what would be used to protect our military veterans. And when we told them we was using with the CDC, I had said the PPE equipment and the disinfectant, they said, look, number one, you should stop using the disinfectant. Too many Vietnam veterans have harmful chemicals in their body, and it's very, very, very harmful chemicals in some of those disinfectants that they recommend. Then they showed us a chart from the CDC. That chart said this, that the weakest approach, the least effective approach with SARS-CoV-2 is PPE equipment, personal protective equipment. That's the least effective. We're talking about what the CDC has recommended with most of us use. Then they showed us the most effective, and that's the elimination of the hazard. And then they introduced this technology to us so we can protect our military veterans that volunteer and our veterans that we were working with. So we engaged them for our personal drivers. We run a mobile pantry. We engaged them for our vehicles, and we engaged them for the spaces that we had where our people were actually working at and our veterans were coming down to. So we became a customer first of this technology. And then they gave us the opportunity that we extended to people in the Chicago metropolitan area. Let's face it, it's 9.9 million people. This is something you're not going to do big by yourself. You can go out and do it by yourself, but, you know, I think it was a couple of the disciples that asked the master teacher, how do I become great? He said, find a way to serve the many because service to many leads to greatness. And Dr. King put it like this. He said, everybody can be great because everybody can serve. So you have an opportunity to create a family business out of here, a community business. You know, I got some churches there empowering the people in their church to take this out to the community and help serve the community. So we're talking about kingdom home, kingdom church, kingdom community. They take it out. So you, whatever mission you are, you got to monetize that mission. And whether it's the mission to monetize groceries being on your shelf, because the average of expenses have went up about $500 a month because of inflation. So you got to have an inflation bust a way to make some extra income. And let me tell you, this is a show that emphasizes that profit is better than wages. Wages will make your living, which is fine. Profit will make your fortune, which is super fine. So we encourage people to start part-time because now you can live fine and you can live super fine. And so profit is better than wages. If you adopt that philosophy in life, it'll take you far.
That's right. Well, before we take our last break, I want to put the address and date of the event on the screen again. So if you can give me that address slowly one more time.
Okay. The address is 276 East 16th Street.
That's 276.
That's 276, right, East 16th Street. And that's Chicago Heights, Illinois, 60411. That's Christ for Everyone Ministries. That is Apostle Kenneth Franklin. And we're going to be opening the doors at 8:30. We got the founder of this technology. The guy who actually founded this technology is flying into Chicago because he's ready to support us bringing AccuPure technology into the homes for 9.9 million people in the Chicago metropolitan area, one of the third largest metropolitan areas in the country. We told him what we wanted to do. He said, we're 100% behind you to help bring this technology into the community. And a few people can't do it. We got to talk. We got to spread the word. We got to recruit other people. want to join our team to be able to bring this technology to the people. This is a way for you to be able to make the kind of money that 1% of the people makes 96% of their income, because they recognize it's about helping other people make money as opposed to you just want to make all the money yourself. Help others pay their bills, your bills disappear.
Yes. Well, again, that is, the meeting is next Saturday, July 16th, 2022, and that's at 276 East 16th Street in Chicago Heights, Illinois. And that's Christ for Everyone Ministries. Is that the name of the place?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, all right. Well, we want you all to take this down, write it down, or make sure you save this page in your phone, this page on Facebook, so you can pull up this address. But we definitely want to see you there. And again, that's this Saturday, this coming Saturday, July 16th, 2022. And that is, again, for those who are listening and not looking at the screen, it's 276 East 16th Street, Chicago Heights, Illinois, Christ for Everyone Ministries. And we definitely want to see you there so that you can take advantage of this opportunity. We'll be right back after this last break. And we'll get some questions about how much you can expect in terms of how long it would take to do the average presentation if you're going to be presenting to groups. So you can have your mind set for how long you may need to talk in order to get everything out, in order to make yourself understood so they can make a good buying decision. So we'll be right back after this last break, and we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Stella Beach. Tuesday, Self-Care with Jody. Wednesday, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Melissa and Social Experience. And Thursday, Souls and Solutions, Dr. Debbie Green. And Friday, Health and Well-Being with Bia.
Family, health, job, relationship? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. Take advantage of the deal of the day. Go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference, too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on Cable TV Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom.
Taxes are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost, and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
Global radio TV show. I'm Naima Latif, along with our guest today, Daniel Habil. And we have been talking about new technology that presents a new business opportunity. So let me see if we can bring back in our guest.
Okay, I'm here. Can you hear me? Do we have a clear connection?
Let's see here. Yes. We are back. Okay, yes.
Okay.
And so now for a person who's looking to take this product to their community, their job, their whatever the case may be, where they want to interact with people, first of all, what kind of things do they need? Do they need a computer? Do they need a cell phone? What equipment do they need to make the presentation?
But, well, you know, those things can work, but you can do this with, we have presentation books where we can go back to old school. We have presentation books, but one of the simplest things, and you have tremendous support.
So are there videos, like if
that's videos that you can actually send on your cell phone.
Okay.
Okay.
And somebody can pull it right up on their cell phone. They got a 40-second video. They got a 2-minute video. Most of the videos are just short videos. And so there's a process. And so we tell people this, okay? When you look at business and it has something called key performance indicators in business, your KPIs, what is the key performance indicators that'll let you know that your business, this is a business and your business is doing all right. You can look at these indicators and tell you if your business is on track to where you want to go or it's off track by these key performance indicators. First of all, this is a business for people who love people. If you love people, if you don't mind talking to people, because this is a business that you have to talk to people and you have to love people. And so if you love to talk to people, there is a simple process. And we tell people that, look, if it's good enough for you, do you want your family to know about it? Do you want your friends to know about it? And so we tell people to start right there just telling their family and friends about it and looking to use it to protect you and your family and telling your family and friends about it. People who are professional salespeople, they understand quickly how to use these tools and stuff that we got. But the business model was not even built around you being a professional salesperson. It's built around you becoming excited about the product and inviting people to take a look at the videos that we got. In Chicagoland area, we actually have a couple of locations where people can come and they can gather and they can see the technology in motion. You can bring people there and say, let me show you what I'm looking at. But then there are, in this day and time, we have technology called Zoom calls that they can get on. They can come on conference calls. They can just listen, and they can invite other people to come and learn about the technology. Just like we're going to be at this meeting, but there's other training that takes place throughout the week that you can invite people to, that the company is sharing this information. A lot of them is only 30 minutes long, and they can hear about this technology. And people who are really care about their health, people that are excited about their family's health, they can invite people to learn about this technology. They can see the videos. There is, if you're talking to somebody face-to-face, you know, we even have a presentation folder that they can see. And in Chicago, we put together locations. We have a location in South Holland that people can call and say, I want to bring somebody by the office. I want them to see a film. I want them to look at the products. I want to see them in working. And so you can say, I want to bring somebody by there and let me see. You know, like I say, this technology is going to be on display. Look, Bishop Franklin put 15 of these units inside of his church so he can purify the air. So you're coming into an air that's going to be purified. I was there the other day doing a radio show. It felt like it was spring up in there. It felt like it does after a thunderstorm, and you go in and the air is purified and clean. That's how it felt up in his sanctuary. And he told me, he said, one of his members came. He said, look, I've got bad allergies. He said, I come in here, I can breathe out of both of my nostrils. I was on a CPAC machine. And when I was in one for years, for 7-8 years on a CPAC machine. But I'm off of that CPAC machine now. I just got one of these Air and Surface Pros in my room, and it cleans the air. And so now I can breathe. And there's tons of stories like that. And so just if you just come and experience, we should have one of our water machines hooked up out there. You should be able to see the laundry pure, how you wash clothes with no laundry soap anymore, no chemicals being dumped into the environment, no chemicals in your clothes. So these products are going to be on the span. You're going to see them in action. You'll see. You're going to feel the freshest air. When you come in that sanctuary, you're going to be the freshest air and the most protective air probably in the Chicagoland area that's not using this technology right now.
Wow. I mean,
and so you can just say, come to church with me, you know, and there's some other more powerful churches that's in the process of installing this technology inside of their churches. So, like I say, you're going to be on the ground floor of this.
It makes a whole lot of sense, especially those churches who have had to basically shut down because of COVID, and they've got a lot of elderly members that are afraid to come out because of the toxic environment. And so many churches have had to go toward doing virtual services, which, of course, isn't the same because you don't get the interaction of the people. So this solves a problem.
Let's take a trip to our imagination right now. Let's take a trip in our imagination. There's a whole town, and we're communicating with a whole city right now in Illinois that's interested in bringing this technology in the city. So imagine you go into the public places, whether it's the library, the schools, the city hall, the public places, where we gather, and the air is purified, and the air on the surface with this technology. And you go in there, it's like going into a breath of fresh air. The places that we gather, our restaurants, our businesses, the halls that we're gathered in, our churches, the nightclubs we're gathered in. And you know that when you walk in there, the air is going to be protected. You send your children to school, that you know that air is going to be perfectly sanitized and protected with proven, tested out reports. You get on public transportation. We got units that goes inside of school buses and public buses and goes into the trains and stuff that is protected. You get in the Uber car, and you notice somebody has not left something in there, and that Uber car is protected. And just think of, just have a greater world with that fresh air, the kind of air that's been sanitized, how God sanitized the air outside, and it's pure, it's protected. And you think about not just the virus, but think about the flu. Think about the mold. And mold wipes out more people than ever. Just think all that stuff is clean and sanitized inside the air. What we're talking about now is back to eating. We're talking about a paradigm. We can create our communities like this. You know, black people are subject more than three times more likely to get the virus than other people or other ethnic groups are. So this is something we really need to jump on people. Just imagine a community that everywhere you go has air protected like this.
Now, I have a question. Has any of the people affiliated with the creation of this product thought to talk to whether local or even national elected officials to make it a requirement for certain public places to have this product, like stadiums, indoor stadiums where you got hordes of people and
That is a super question. Let's ask the fact. Let's start at the top. The White House. When SARS came about, the Coronavirus Task Force, which one of the leading persons was Dr. Deborah Birx, they were tasked with going out and searching both the public and private sector for a solution to this virus that can help the public.
Yeah.
This is something that's used in its origin on the space station. So this, I'm a firm believer that this came under their radar. Because as soon as Dr. Deborah Birx left the White House, she came straight to this company and signed on to become the chief medical and science advisor for this company.
Wow.
So she said, this absolutely works. the chairman sent a letter about this technology to President Biden and took out a page in, I think it was the New York Times, or one of the Times paper, New York or something, took out a full-page ad addressing this technology and asking, why aren't we not using this technology?
Wow.
But the leadership chose to do something else because, you know, we have, it's a lot of money, Johnson & Johnson,
you know,
some of these other people, there's a lot of money here,
you know,
that they chose not to use this technology.
Well, you know, we talked about that at the opening of the show today, the fact that, you know, COVID has presented some financial opportunities for companies, but have those things that are being sold to us actually solve the problem? And the real problem is the virus in the air, the toxins in the air. And, I mean, what does a mask do? Okay, even if it filtered out any of those things, which, you know, science really doesn't, but let's say you believe it does. It also inhibits your breathing. You might not breathe the toxins, but you're also not breathing the good oxygen because your face is covered, your nose is covered. So that kind of defeats the purpose, you know. And then, like you say, they chose to do other things. Now, I got friends who are in the mask manufacturing business. They're making a killing. I mean, I don't begrudge them, you know. That's nice. You got people that are benefiting from the shutdown, people that made a lot of money on the delivery business, you know, when you couldn't leave your house and you wanted food delivered. You know, all kinds of people made money working for Uber Eats and all the other places that were delivering food where people could not leave their homes during the times of shutdown and quarantine and all that. But did that solve the problem? The real problem is that we need to be able to breathe the air. So this is a
Correct.
Solution to the problem. And it's not a local problem. It's a global problem because air, wherever it is, circulates all over the globe because the earth rotates every 24 hours. So the air that your people across the water are breathing today, you're going to be breathing that same air tomorrow.
Four days, the air on this side of the earth goes all the way to the other side of the earth. Go ahead.
Well, what are some of the other countries that have kind of grasped onto this or are, you know, beginning to consider this as a solution because maybe they're tired of the way things are and they really just want to be able to breathe? What are some
I forgot the number. The number is big. I think this technology is in some parts in many different countries. And I hate to quote the number because I don't have it in front of me. But from my personal team, and that's the beautiful thing about a team. You know, when you teamwork makes the dream work. And when I had an opportunity, because the people that the 1% that makes 96% of the money, and that's put it, then you got 96% of the people make 1% of the money. And what creates a rat race is, let's put it, and let's sort of paint a picture. If 96% of the people are making 1% of the money, that's like 96 people chasing one chicken. And can you see how that creates the rat race?
Yeah.
But when you got 1% of the people and they got 96 chickens to choose from, that one and they got 96 chickens, do you see how they're able to walk down and live a life, an easy life, a pleasant life, all this stuff? And so, because they've discovered a secret, and that secret is what these systems have been built around, that they only have 24 hours in a day. Here's 9.9 million people in Chicago that need to hear about this, but you only got 24 hours. So the secret is to help empower other people to go out and talk to the other people. So I'd rather have 1% of 100% of 100 people than 100% of my own. And so I've built a team since I've been in there. I'm functioning as a broker. You know, I was able to recruit other distributors. And it was my distributor who went down there. He was my 18th recruit on my team. He's the one who went down and did the deal in San Antonio, Texas. He's going to be there. You're going to meet him. A great time. And he got paid, and believe me, I helped train him. I supported him, and I got paid, you know, a whole lot of money. Okay? I got paid. And we're talking about multiple six-figure income. And so it was a distributor in California who brought me a gentleman that has been in and out of Brazil for over 20 years.
Ooh.
And so it was this gentleman that says, I think that they have a use for this in South America. Another one of my distributors who brought me to people in Saudi Arabia. He said they just had an outbreak of 20,000, and he shared this technology with them. They said, we are interested. How can we work this out? So if you build your team big enough, they'll do go places and do things that you won't have a chance to get to. And I tell people, focus on the mission. Not me being a military person when it says time to protect people and protect lives. I focus on the mission. And
focus
the mission, if you focus on the mission to bring active pure technology to everybody it can possibly help to protect people and protect lives, the commissions will come.
All right. Well, we got the information on the screen. Meet next Saturday, July 16th, 2022, at 276 East 16th Street, Chicago Heights, Illinois. That's Christ for Everyone Ministries. Be there and meet Dr. Daniel Khalil and everybody else who's ready to save the world and clear our air and make some money.
Okay.
All right.
And 9 minutes. Always a pleasure.
Always. Thanks so much for all your knowledge and wisdom. And we'll see you next Saturday.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Thank you.
Order our book.
And thank you.
And be sure to get your copy of the book.
Thank you all
the
for
Female
joining
Solution.
Us on this.
On behalf of our team of radio
Saturday.
Hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated
until
in today's discussion.
And
to our
life.
Global family listening.
What will I do? Don't hit the wrong. I'm sorry.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Xiexie. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, Gracias. Italy, Grazie. Egypt, Shukran. Ghana, Medasi. Nigeria, Eshe. South Africa, Ngiyabonga. Senegal, Geret. Kenya, Asante. Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakor, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you, and the mercy of God, and God's blessing.